5. Gender discrimination.
Do you think our society has already achieved true gender equality?
I think we've made a lot of progress. Women can do all the things men can do nowadays. In a lot of work units, there are about equal numbers of women and men. Many of the things that women traditionally did, like cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the children, now tend to be shared more equally between husband and wife.
Everything you've said is true. But I think there are many instances of men and women still being unequal in our society. For instance, many women who are recent college graduates experience gender discrimination when they start looking for jobs.
Really? Do companies reject them because they're women, or is there some other reason?
Yes, some companies do reject them simply because they're women. Actually, I myself have experienced this kind of thing. 2 years ago, when I was looking for work, I applied for a job as a website editor. I like this kind of work. My major in college also really suited this kind of work. I even had an internship at that same company, and my boss really liked me. But in the end, they still rejected me.
I think you'd make a really good website editor too. What reason did they give for rejecting you?
They made it sound like it was for my own good. They said, "This kind of work is really hard. You have to work overtime a lot, and when something big happens, you have to work all through the night. You're a girl, and for you this kind of work is not only tiring, but if you have to go home in the middle of the night, it's not too safe." I said, "This is no problem for me. I'm willing to do overtime and night shifts for a job I like." In the end, they still said, very politely, "We still want a man."
Wow, that is blatant gender discrimination. I guess you had no choice.
Exactly. Although I found an even better job later on. What if my whole life I never had the opportunity to be a website editor? I'd still be really disappointed right now. So I really hope that this kind of thing won't happen again to other people. But even today, gender discrimination is still prevalent.
I've also seen it clearly stated in the hiring information for a few companies that they only wanted male applicants. And a few even preferred male undergraduate students over female graduate students. In this respect, it seems we have a long way to go before we achieve equality between men and women.
I wish that day would arrive a little quicker. But right now, there are people calling for legislation to ensure female college students can have equal employment opportunities. And I sure hope they succeed.
I hope so too.